Kakalosh Bokato, we're just going to continue with the halachot. And Siman Kufa in Hey, we're talking about the halachot of Birkat HaTova Metiv on wine, which means that usually we make on wine the bracha Vore Priya Gefen. However, though, if right now they're going to come and they're going to bring us extra wine, more wine, and that wine is better in quality, so then we are going to make the bracha of HaTova Metiv. The reason why we make this bracha of HaTova Metiv is only because there's an abundance. And therefore, the Ramak comes and he says in Sif Aleph that even if you didn't have any leftover wine in the first bottle, you would still come and make the bracha of HaTova Metiv. However, though, the Mishnah Brura, Kaf HaChaim, and also the Halacha Brura and all the rest of the Achronim, they come and they argue and they say, no, that when do you make the bracha of HaTova Metiv? Only when you still have leftover wine in the first bottle, and now you're bringing a second bottle because there's an abundance of wine, which means you can still choose. There's a whole bunch of wine on the table. So therefore, if somebody's going to bring extra wine, you're going to make the bracha of HaTova Metiv. Now, why exactly are you making the bracha of HaTova Metiv? So explains the Mishnah Berurah very interesting. He says like this. He says, what is the fourth bracha of Birkat HaMazon? HaTova Metiv, which means because the people of Beitar were killed, and they weren't set to be buried, and then their bodies were there, and their bodies did not decompose, when finally we were given the permission to come and bury them, so we made the bracha of HaTova Metiv. So he says like this, since when a person drinks wine usually causes a lot of averot, meaning a person comes, he starts drinking, they start becoming intoxicated, or they start doing different things which are inappropriate. So therefore he says, when we are going to come and make the bracha of HaTova Metiv, we will connect HaTova Metiv, as if to say, to the last bracha of Birkat HaMazon. We will remember that the concept of HaTova Metiv was to do with the concept of death, that the people of Beitar, they were killed, and then they were let to be buried, and then we will refrain from overdoing it with the wine. So it's a whole connection, just like the Techelet. If you remember, we said that the reason why you're supposed to have the blue thread on the tzitzit is because the blue thread is going to be compared to the sea, then the sea to the Shemayim, Shemayim to the Kiseh Kavod, and you're going to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this one blue thread. The same thing is with the Tova Metiv, that we're going to try to remember, as if say, the concept of death, in order not to overindulge ourselves and then do averot with all the wine. So that's very, very important just to remember as well. Now, another last important halacha is that many times this could happen because, for example, let's say we make kiddush, and sometimes because of the children, you're going to make the kiddush on grape juice, right? Or here in the Beit Knesset on grape juice. And all of a sudden somebody comes and then they take out, after having the grape juice, they come and they take out the wine, and now they're going to be offering wine to people. Now you're going to make HaTova Metiv. The same halacha would apply not mevushal wine and mevushal wine. Why? We know that not mevushal wine is always much better than the mevushal wine. So if you made a kiddush or you gave out mevushal wine, and now you're going to take out not mevushal wine, now you're going to again make the bracha of HaTova Metiv. So these are just a few of the halachot. Bezrat Hashem will continue. A wonderful day.